Welcome to D&D, the Dinner Party Role-Playing Podcast. I'm your host and Dungeon Master James Gressel, and with me today are the fun people. Say hi, fun people.
Hey, what up?
Hello.
We're back.
We are back. It has been quite some time. Month and a half?
At least.
Yeah.
Yes. Dang. We are past October.
We survived.
We survived.
By the skin of our teeth.
Barely.
Yeah. I don't know if we survived.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Yeah, for real.
On Halloween Day, it was really quiet around the house, and Erica and I thought that James and Chelsea were sleeping. We were like, they are justifiably in bed all day. They earned this. It's quiet. Good for them. They were not home.
That almost sounded like a nursery rhyme at the beginning.
Yeah.
On Halloween Day.
All was quiet.
Yeah, the way you said it was so like, oh, ooh.
I don't know why October has become the month that all adults just put everything in it. Everyone gets married in October. Beautiful. Halloween becomes the most popular like adult holiday. People go balls to the wall for it. If you're friends with some big horror name YouTuber, you're not going to see them. It's my birthday too in October.
Yeah.
No one fucking cares.
Yeah, your poor birthday. Well,
this year collateral. Especially was a drag.
Yeah.
Every year.
One year we went and saw
We went to
Down. That one year we sat in the
for
mud.
Me.
Yeah.
No, we did not go to System of a Down for me. You guys know me. I don't like
you
music.
Like System of a Down.
We sat in the rain and mud on a bunch of ponchos for your birthday.
And I dissociated.
Yeah.
I sat on the ground and I dissociated for my birthday.
Like then they 7 years ago, we went to Universal.
Was so fun. I was just talking about that. How
yeah,
fun
you were busy
that was.
Doing stuff. You're so
we all dressed up.
Yeah, James was with his mom.
That was before we all knew that J.K. Rowling sucked ass. So we could enjoy Harry Potter world with no
freely with no caveats
with no
it was the before times of so many times
it yeah, really was
well it was right before the election
yeah
it was
yeah
it was,
it was like three times
time.
Deep before times
yeah
our lives were so
that
different.
Was such a fun day though because we all
it,
got like
it was
English
the last
breakfast
birthday.
It was pre-COVID pre-Trump as president and pre-dead meat too
oh yeah
yeah
whoa
wow yeah
and pre-us all married except
marriages pre-dogs
no we were just married
yeah you're just married
wow
yeah
yeah damn
yeah we before married. Our dogs
yeah if I have another existed. Birthday
they were
like that's it guys
like we all dressed as our little Hogwarts houses too
we did
I cried.
It was so fun.
I walked through. It was a total surprise. Mike had me come to. He took me to. It was like the opening of Harry Potter.
It was new. It was pretty new.
It was pretty new. Yeah.
And he had behind my back invited everyone I knew.
I rented out the entire place.
Oh,
it was
man,
amazing.
Everybody was sitting in the three broomsticks, and I'm just like sobbing because my childhood dreams are being realized. Mm-hmm. And I turn around, and everyone
and
who
we're
loves
all here,
me is
like,
there.
Come on, Beth, we're going back to school. We're going to Hogwarts.
And I was like, what? My inner child was just screaming in joy.
I think that's where we met Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn and Joe were
that's
sitting at
so
a table
crazy.
Alone because they didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
My birthdays are so good, but everything else in October
is
blocks them out.
I forget. I mean, now we got to all say what's everyone's Hogwarts houses.
I am a Gryffindor.
I am a Ravenclaw.
Okay. I'm definitely a Hufflepuff.
I'm a Gryffindor.
And James, I feel like
you got to be a Ravenclaw. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you're either Ravenclaw or
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
That's always what I
am.
I'm a Gryffindor.
I split between Gryffindor and Slytherin, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've gotten Slytherin before in different quizzes. But in the official, like, Pottermore or whatever, I got Gryffindor.
Why do you think I'm Ravenclaw?
Because you're studious.
You value...
And you value intelligence
things.
And knowledge.
I do.
Yeah.
You might be
a boy.
Ravenclaw.
And you're a very hard worker.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't coast on coolness like us Gryffindors.
just hit your wagon to the... The chosen ones.
Exactly. Ride. Yeah. Ooh, like someone's going to take care of this. Harry Potter?
No, I know. He's not the chosen one, though. He's the marked one, or what is he?
The
no,
boy
that's
who
a,
lived.
That's a paranormal
the cursed
activity.
Tom Holland?
The cursed boy.
Oh, no. Timothy.
He's the boy
Tom
who
Riddle?
Lived. That's it. He doesn't get like a chosen. I thought he was like a chosen one or some shit.
He's like the allegory
the
of the chosen
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I know.
Potter.
I think he's called like the boy nickname. Who lived.
The boy who lived. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone can wear the mask.
Anybody can be a superhero.
We're crossing a lot of streams.
I'm Spider-Man.
Let's get back to the story. Where we left off, you guys were...
just hopped off the back of this fallen dragon.
Yes.
And Zabbis had put on... why am I doing it? You do it.
Yeah, we fought a bunch of dead kings.
Dead kings.
And then I took one of their masks.
The barbarian king.
And you were briefly possessed by that king.
Yeah.
And then... Margarine saved you from that.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have the bird, you have the bird beak mask on now.
Oh, that's right.
And
then you ended up putting on,
not by choice.
Yeah, you had to.
Yes, there was a failed save that compelled Margarine to put on the mask. At the same time, Fletch, with the aid of Both the Pigman, Margarine's Barrel of Monkeys, Flack was in that mix.
I'm in the mix, but Both the Pigman gets like a straight up shout out.
He was up there.
I'm just in the mix.
He was higher up there on the monkey chain.
Yeah, on the monkey ladder.
That's all. That's what he was remembering.
And remind me, Both came out of a wild magic surge?
No, came out of a portal that Flack opened to the Feywild to summon a Fey spirit.
And he was, that's right. You were supposed to summon a different, different
Satyr.
Satyr.
And the Satyr that got Both murdered and then came out.
Both said, no, me first.
It was like that camera push where the Satyr jumps out and says, hey, what's up? And then he just rips in half in front of you. And then Both just walks through. It's like, hey, what's up?
Like Frankenstein and Petting Dreadful.
But he's, holy shit. Dude, shit your pants moment.
It really was.
Yeah, that was good.
But yes, that's exactly what happened. And then you pried the onyx mask free from the body of the dragon, causing the dragon to collapse into a harmless pile of rocks. The dragon was very angry and furious at the idea of being held captive by the mask being separate from its body, and was trying to exact revenge upon those in attendance. Including the Empress, Eldebel and Berdalia, Todd Hammerfist, and other dignitaries.
What about the Queen, though?
She's there.
The Empress?
The Empress.
The Empress is... I don't know about her.
Yeah, I'm concerned that whole time we've thought that...
No, Cedric is an asshole.
No, Cedric for sure, but what about his
sister? I'm worried, what if there's no good guy?
Yeah.
D&D. No good guys.
Just like real life.
Right.
The event that you were at that was interrupted by the dragon was originally supposed to be the closing night fashion show for the expo that was supposed to celebrate the achievements of Eldebel and Berdalia. However, it was interrupted by this big, big angry fight. And now we will see what the next step of that is. Do you guys have any questions before we go?
Yeah, is Elizabeth Hammerfist the Ninth evil?
Well, what?
I thought I was going to get a slip up.
I believe it's Lisbeth.
You got to say the name right to slip them
up.
Lisbeth Hammerfist.
My bad.
The Ninth. There were 8 other Lisbeths.
Lisbeth.
In the
Lisbethmania
history of this empire.
I'm going to use the restroom.
That's staying in.
That's
everyone
right
now. Now all of China knows.
Oh god. Hold on, let me do a margarine. I can't.
Would you buy like some candy?
Would you like some candy? Oh, my ass is on fire.
No, margarine, no. God.
It sounds just like margarine.
Thanks, Trey Parker.
Fine, someone else do a margarine. Do your best margarine, dude. It's your wife.
God, it is
hard. Yeah, it's real hard.
Because it's not like nasally.
What are you doing, old lady voice?
That was close. Into Cockney, though.
Old lady voice, yeah. Isn't it?
You took the biggest shit.
Wow. I can smell from here.
We were all trying to do our best margarine voices. While trying to bad.
Yeah, you've got job security because no one can do margarine.
No one can do margarine.
For some reason, I'm incapable of doing it without a Cockney accent.
I didn't shit at all.
Oh.
Oh.
It was just a pee.
Okay.
It was just a pee.
It was just a pee.
No, I can't do it.
They're pinching their belly.
Just a pee.
This is how I do magic.
Hi, I'm Marjorie. Do you want some candy while I take a pee?
You like some candy?
Make sure you wash your hands because I just took a pee.
Oh, no. Cheese really rude.
Oh, cheese is dead in my amiibo pocket.
I learned that those pink, yellow, and green mints are called Misty Mints.
That was closer.
Yeah, that was the closest.
That was a lot closer.
She didn't even have to squish her face.
I know.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. It probably sounds awful.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It sounded awful when I was doing it. So you can cut that if you need to. And just
I'm just sitting back here smiling. I don't even have to do the show. I'll just listen to this whole episode.
Oh, my God.
Everybody is margarine.
We're all margarine. We're margarine. Oh, geez. We are going to pick you back up in that moment, just after the collapse of the body of the large stone onyx dragon, where Margarine has this mask affixed to her. She had just screamed, "What have you done?" And the dragon seemingly fell to the ground harmless. There was some, you know, rubble that fell. There was some damage. The monkeys, I guess
two
there's
left.
Yeah, two left, still around. How long does that fey spirit spell last?
1 hour. Unless they're told to go away.
Told to go away.
Oh yeah. And spells have like time limits, huh?
There are rules. Contrary to most of how we play.
I did like thinking about D&D a few weeks ago, or D&D, I was like, how bastardized of a version of D&D are we playing?
Yeah, it's pretty bastardized.
It's pretty bad.
It's a speedy version.
One knows whose dad our D&D is. Once the hour is up, they turn back into wild monkey.
Oh, because it's a bastard.
It's a bastard. And so not only are they not married.
Yeah. No, we get
like,
it.
We don't even know who their dad is.
I haven't heard a person referred to as a bastard since Game of Thrones, and I like erased that from my mind.
The monkeys turn back into wild monkeys. They don't disappear.
Oh, they just go away.
No, they become feral.
They become feral wild monkeys.
Oh, they don't disappear?
Okay.
No, they become feral wild monkeys.
So it's new monkeys each time.
It's new monkeys.
They just appear out of thin air and then stay alive.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like, how were they born?
That has implications
for
the ecosystem.
I want to believe that you're randomly pulling monkeys from.
Yeah. Otherwise, you upset the wild ecosystem.
Oh, one troop of spider monkeys.
Yeah. Howler. God damn it.
They just blip out of existence, like from wherever they are.
They formed a whole religion over it, over how like some of them disappear sometimes. So like they have to repent or else. And then when it happens, they're like, we haven't been good enough, and they have to sacrifice someone.
Jesus,
that's happening on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Walmart is just like, here's some monkeys, have fun.
That was your best attempt.
Yeah, that was good.
You just gotta not think about it, I guess.
Wow, that is a whole nother like. Screw Tim's story.
Yeah, dude.
We want to know story. About the Planet of the Apes.
Start another thing.
That's
I don't
fine.
Finish.
It's fine, Gressel. I'll write that one.
I have one HP and I was knocked out a couple times.
Yes,
I almost
nearly
died
dead.
Last episode.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Probably very concerning then for Fletch as from the throne room.
I cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
On Fletch at a fourth level spell.
Okay.
Do I roll the 1d8?
Yes,
D8
plus? Yes, it'll be more d8s if you cast it at 4th level.
Healing process. Oh, so it'll be 4d8. Maybe I should have known lower level, but 4d8 plus my spell casting.
<I'm> so hurt.
22.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
This is the setup then. You have this brief moment, you guys, where you think everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the, you know, visible wounds and beating that Fletch has taken.
Mm-hmm.
Flack casts his Cure Wounds, and as you are playing your little ditty to conjure your magic, it comes with a light show.
Ooh.
My stuff?
Yeah.
My Cure Wounds?
It's like, if you'll recall, you were in the like antechamber of the main throne room where the fashion show was supposed to take place. And as you strum on your ukulele or whichever instrument you are using to cast your magic, there is a light show that comes from the throne room, a elaborate flashing of blue and green lights as if it were synced to your fanfare. It's not, though. It continues once you finish your spell.
It's the I Feel Good song. Right? I feel good. I knew that I would.
That's inspiration for that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What?
So good.
Dun, dun.
So good.
Dun, dun.
I got a you, babe.
Bam, bam, bam,
bam. Oh, yes.
Margin takes a swing.
You look over in the direction of the light show and you see between you guys and the entrance to the throne room where the lights are cascading out and flashing in this kind of celebratory way, or at least, you know, like festive show like way, you see Margarin having swapped out the mask on Zabbis for the bird beak mask. Zabbis now has this perfect rendition of a large beaked bird,
bird
upon his face, while Margarin has on her face the king's mask that was just recently possessing Zabbis. And as the lights are flashing, roll perception Fletch. Flack, I think you're distracted by the show. I think you're into it, I would imagine. But Fletch, you might be a little bit more aware of what's going on. Yeah, yeah, Nat 20. That, yeah.
You call me a dummy?
No, I am playing with character and narrative as the professional storyteller that I am. And, but Fletch, you notice that there is an echo of the light that is happening in the throne room, happening within the pile of onyx stones that made up the body of the dragon. There's a pulsing, of this light that is matching the beat and rhythm coming from the, throne room. Some of this light starts to seep from the stones. It's that same kind of magical aurora energy that Berdalia and Eldebel were trying to stitch up and prevent from creating more undead. And it starts to seep out like a mist from the stones, kind of covering the ground, the floor of the room that you're in, and it's creeping towards you, but it's moving around. It moves around you. And then it's stretching towards Margarin and it swirls around her feet. Flack, now you can see this.
What's going on?
And it's swirling and it starts to create this vortex around Margarin. It's not particularly fast at first, but then it really starts to pick up and it becomes this kind of like cyclone of blue and green light, and it like picks Margarin up. And it goes into the eyes of the mask.
Well, play a different song.
It doesn't
feel good, man.
Oh, that would have been inspiration if the other one was not. And it jets into the eyeballs of the masks, and the mask that Margarin was wearing.
Blinded by the light.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, you'll get it too. That's very fun.
Revved up like a douche. We all sang it like that in high school.
Come on. All did it.
Yes.
The mask that Margarin was wearing, this king's mask, which was very, you know, like dwarven and ancient and aggressive and barbarian, starts to rearrange itself to match the mask of the dragon. And those stones, as this like whoosh happens and the eyeballs are filled with the light, the stones that were making up the body of the dragon, they start to whip across the room back towards the throne room. Make dex saves, Flatch.
Flatch!
Flatch! It's our couple name.
We're getting a lot onto the Spotify playlist today.
Lots of boomer fucking jokes.
12. Okay.
Which, what is it?
Dex save.
Oh, that's a good one for me. That's plus 9, motherfucker. Let's see what we got. Oh, dirty 20.
Okay. Flack is fine. Flack, you are able to easily duck out of the way, being the smaller of the two of you.
Well, also based on skill, not just...
Well, also based on skill. You reacted faster, yes.
Yeah, thanks.
But
everything that's good is because I'm a small guy.
Fletch, you're going to take 7 damage as you're bonked by a big boulder.
You,
bonked,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
Margarine, you're still being swirled up and held up by this vortex of swirling light.
Wow.
As these boulders are whipping past everybody. Zabbis, they whip past you, but you're near enough margin where they're going around you, and you're not you don't have to dodge out of the way. But you are looking up as this thing is happening in front of you.
I'm still possessed.
Does this mask have any effect on me? This like bird mask?
Nope. Or it's just aesthetic.
It's just, okay.
It's but as Beth will be quick to point out, it was a nat 20 roll to create it, so it is a perfect. The best. Bird mask.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep it on for a while then.
It looks awesome.
Cool.
So your beak is staring up.
It can't just sit in the bag, guys. All season, we haven't used it.
Did I get knocked over, or did I just get hit by something?
No, you got like bonked as you were trying to duck. So okay. both you and Flack are like ducked out of the way. You're like crouching on the ground. There's mist swirling around you. There's boulders flying up above your head. Margarine, this thing is happening to Margarine. You don't know what it is. All the while, lights are going nuts in the throne room. And you look around and you see the attendees that were around here as well. Todd Hammerfist, Empress Lisbeth, Eldebel, Berdalia, some of the other attendees that have managed to not become zombies, not flee and not be killed, are now kind of like filing in the throne room as if they were called for attendance for the show almost.
What?
All this is happening amidst this crazy light show. Finally, after what seems like an eternity of rushing wind sound as boulders fly overhead and the light swirls around, Margarine slowly descends to the ground and her feet touch the ground, and the mask, this barbarian mask of this king, has transformed into this very draconic looking, aggressive looking mask, plated with chunks of onyx that have affixed themselves to the stone that made up the barbarian king's mask. And glowing from her eyes is this one eye blue, one eye green light that just kind of shimmers back and forth. Margarine hits the ground. Everybody else has left this room. All of the rocks that had made up the dragon's body have flown into the throne room for some kind of purpose. And Margarine now is able to speak.
Welcome to the bargain.
What
the fuck? The bargain.
The bargain.
The bargain?
Margarine, what's the bargain? What?
Oh, Margarine doesn't know what the bargain is.
Uh-oh.
Third person.
Wow. Oh no!
The rock doesn't know what the mark.
Oh my god, your rock impression is so funny to me.
So
may I ask who we're speaking to?
Who do you think you're speaking to?
These.
Oh man. It's Margarine, but it's not. It's.
Is it the dragon?
It must be
the
dragon.
Obviously, it's the dragon.
Obvious. Okay.
Don't you mean
you're speaking
about
to Diddery Dot?
But your body's flying around in rocks.
My body can be whatever it needs to be.
Oh.
Okay.
Why did it pick rocks?
It's onyx. It's always been onyx. Each of the dragons is represented by a rock, obviously. And mine is onyx.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to the third stage. Ooh. Bargaining.
Oh, what?
Oh, this is like the final stage of
is
the
it
battle.
Like, is
oh,
it
it's like
it,
yeah, the stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like anger.
Denial.
Denial. Oh yeah, denial, anger, bargaining.
Tiredness.
Bargaining.
I guarantee you tiredness is not one of them. However, this was going to be a fashion show, and I think it would be more interesting if we turned it into an auction.
Oh, I thought still a fashion show.
Do we get money?
Survivor
to
auction?
It?
Yeah.
You're all very
no
excited.
Idols.
No idols.
Don't hold out for them.
No idols. Okay. All right. What do we need? How do we? What do we do?
I don't want to do an auction.
Well, yeah, we're actually into this idea.
Didredon as Margarine, yeah. Speaking through
Didredon.
Didredon.
Margarine.
Margarine.
Margarine is great.
Margarine's not bad.
By the way, her hair, like that whirlwind of things, has taken pins out and put pins magically back in, so that like the draconic mask is for sure the head of the dragon, but her hair has turned into the body, like going down her.
Oh,
back.
That's cool as hell. Yeah. All right.
It's like coiled around her body. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like the dragon.
Oh, like it's perched on you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Wait, but why did it choose Margarine? Why didn't it pick like one of us? Why such a small creature?
Margarine pays the most attention.
Because Margarine pays the most attention. Also, Margarine has like dragon blood.
Yeah, that too. Like canonically, probably. Mm. That's kayfabe.
I just assumed that it could like attach to anybody because it would attach to her face. Like,
anyone could wear face. The mask.
See, that's what I mean.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyone can wear the mask.
Fine, try taking it off and put it on your face.
Okay.
Don't do that.
No, okay, yeah. Sorry, I
was like, wait.
Like, it's been a
fucking
long
try.
Yeah, I'll refrain from that for now.
Oh, maybe so if you just rolled like a nat 20 to just take it.
They just have to go into another room.
Real quick. Changes so Beth doesn't know what's happening.
So what are we auctioning for?
Margarine gestures for you to step into the throne room.
It's gonna be our lives. Like, come on.
Well, I'll pay all the money for that.
Yeah, we have so much. I have so much money.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, didn't we start a riot?
Like, we have like a limited money.
Yeah.
Remember?
I think so, yeah, we were like, told that we have unlimited money.
If Margarine knows if Margarine knows that, but I don't know if Didredon knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. Margarine might not know that unless Didredon can access Margarine's
the overlap
memories.
Of knowledge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
the
need to know
knowledge.
If
dragon
what
doesn't
it
know
knows.
We have an infinite money glitch.
Maybe don't ask
it. Margarine, what was the name of
Didredon? My name is Didredon.
I'm still gonna call you Margarine. What was the name of that mouse in your pocket?
I don't have pockets. I'm a dragon.
No pockets.
I don't know Margarine.
Shit.
Stupid dragon.
Oh, okay.
As Flag tries to catch Didredon in the limitations of the possession.
Didredon know Margarine's stuff?
2.1 billion gold.
We will.
So dumb.
Wait, we have 2.1 billion.
I have 2.1 billion gold.
How did that happen? That's not right. No, it is 100% right
because we had that stupid bank thing that we could like multiply money and we just spent one day doing that.
And you did the math?
I have $2.147 billion. So yeah.
Oh, that really changes the perspective of you guys as heroes.
Fletch single-handedly tanking the world economy through inflation.
We're like those, like a billionaire that decides to climb Mount Everest. Kind of right.
Why is it on my character sheet that I have 10?
Did you gamble it? To Fletch?
I think,
Fletch?
I
God
think
damn it.
There must have been some gamble or something that happened that I acquired that much.
No. But
Chelsea,
it's fun.
How much do you have?
I don't even know if I have.
For sure.
Go to inventory.
I would be shocked if anyone else has kept track of their gold.
Is the Fletch dynasty? Did you inherit all this money from
right?
your,
are
like,
you
like super
are
15.
Rich?
What happened?
I'm going to change mine to Flax because that sounds right.
I do have a magic bag.
I think this was a magic bag thing, but I'm just surprised that Mike
did
the
any.
Math.
You don't have any?
No, I don't have any.
Well, I can loan you out.
Okay, yeah.
The Bank of Fletch.
The National Bank of Fletch.
Yeah, sorry to derail everything. Continue.
Didridon's giving this grand speech and
I'm just counting my money.
Like, wait a second.
Like, wait a second.
You have so much money.
I just found this in my backpack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just like a super diamond. Like, what? As you are having these side conversations, these whispered conversations between Fletch and Flack, you're walking towards the throne room. The light show is emanating from the grand entrance. And once you step through the threshold, you are able to finally see the throne room completely transformed for a full runway fashion show. The rocks that flew overhead that made up the dragon's body have reassembled themselves to create a perfect, smooth, shining, glimmering black runway that leads up to the throne, or the former throne, that creates this big proscenium stage for presumably model, whoever is going to be modeling the fashions to walk out of. There are scaffolds with lights affixed to them.
Colors?
What's up?
What are the colors?
They are blue and green. They are aurora.
And every time I take a step, they switch.
They switch. Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
Like that.
Beyond the throne, the open back of the throne room extends out into the sky of the Didridon mountain range. However, what was once that view, that breathtaking view of this mountain kingdom, has been replaced by a starry void of some kind filled with shimmering auroras that don't seem to align with how you know they should be. They're not all up top of the sky. They're not where sky meets space. There are some that are down low. There are some that are off to the side. There are some that are twisted so they're vertical or at diagonals, and it's this nebulous space that you're in, or at least you have this veil of this nebulous space, and you cannot see the mountains beyond. You are in within this own little show that presumably Didridon has created
with blues, greens, and blacks.
Yes. Yes, it is that kind of color palette. It is all very dark. It is all very kind of unsettling in its color palette.
Oh, it's not like lime green?
I
feel like Mountain Dew.
Not Mountain Dew, no. More
it's less extreme.
Like my eyes.
Like that sake bottle, that green glass kind of green. If you look through that, it has that kind of luminescent green.
Yes, it's right there.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, it's darker green.
It's not Mountain Dew green.
It's sake, by the way.
Yeah, it's sake. Oh, it is sake.
Okay.
Well, we had this conversation on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, sake is different.
So the room is set up for the show, and you don't see there.
Am I still like a disco ball?
No, you're a bird.
Yes.
You are a disco ball.
Yes, you are.
Your disco ball is disco ball.
Yeah.
And you also, you're at the end of the runway, right? Like, Zabas didn't come.
Oh, someone should levitate Zabas, and then they can just be the disco ball.
I could just spin around. I mean, I write for a fashion show. Like, maybe this is all kind of a trick, and we're going to end up, like, auctioning for years off of our lives. But, I mean, it's going to look, it's a fashion show.
It does look very cool. There are three seats along the runway and no others. You see no one else in this room, even though you watched as people went into the room.
Oh my God. So we got, okay, this is, oh man, what a fantasy. This is like New York Fashion Week or something, where like three of us will sit next to the runway and there's like paparazzi photos of like so-and-so was at this fashion show. And it's all these pap shots of us sitting, like watching the models walk by and like Anna Wintour's there.
But would that be us though? Or is that cause like Cedric and Elizabeth and Dormac should be the three that should be there. I don't know if Didridon
knew. Do they have 2.1 billion gold?
Good point. Two of them aren't with us anymore. So
we never mind. That Dormac's dead.
I know.
Are the seats for us?
But the seats are for you.
Hell yeah.
I'll let Didridon explain.
Are the seats for us, Margidon?
For you.
Thank you, Margidon.
What, can I roll perception to see?
I go sit in the middle.
Zab is very excited.
Yeah. I'll go sit down too.
What are we going to roll for?
Can I just get an idea of what is everybody around us like in a daze, or are they acting normal? Because this seems crazy. This seems like we're the straight people in this scene. And everybody else is crazy because like rocks were flying everywhere.
Yep.
Didgeridon took over Margin and the people are just like, oh, lights. Like, is this a thing that happens? Because they don't know that Didrodon is a real...
Is this like, a thing that happens? Roll insight.
There's a lot of questions.
I misunderstood. Did you say there were other people in the room?
No. Other people went into this room.
But it's empty.
It is otherwise empty now.
Oh, I guess I had it.
Other than you guys.
You perceive people going into the room. No one's actually there. It's only three individual seats and the three of you and Didrodon, Margarine.
So theoretically, all those people that walk into the room are going to be the models and they're going to walk out into the runway.
We'll find out.
We'll find out when we... Yeah.
With your 21 insight roll to try to see if this is a odd thing.
Yeah.
Everything seems tangible and real to you.
Okay.
Like the chair, the runway, the space, the lights. You're perceiving all of that to be, as far as you can tell, real. Like you sit on the chair is there. You touch the runway in front of you. That is stone. It is there. Didrodon so far has not been deceitful to you.
Right. Okay.
So far.
Foreshadowing.
Maybe the other people we saw enter, their experience is just like ours and they only see themselves in these three chairs. Maybe they could only afford three chairs, so that's what they have set up, but they could easily afford to change everyone else's subjective perception to see that they're the only ones there.
That would mean that we just walked into a room that has multiple split realities to where we exist in this separate reality. And then but how many other realities can have, dude, the other realities have three people a piece? Because how many people walked in? And then that would mean how many different realities
we have? Can we
sit down? I sit down and want to change.
There's a fashion show. I don't know why we have to read into everything. Sometimes it's just a fashion show and this is a cool thing. And I think we deserve it.
Right. Yeah.
After so much fucking adventuring.
Davis, I will take that to heart and I will take a deep breath. And enjoy the show.
you know what, Chels? Inspiration for that. After Zavis's outburst, you all sit in your seats.
I call it an outburst.
Well.
Hysterical what? Outburst.
Guys can have hysterical outbursts too.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Such a funny thing to say.
The lights. Who wants to be a millionaire style? The lights all and point towards the throne doors, you know, what the head of the runway. Suddenly, Didrodon is not next to you guys, Margeridon, but is on the runway. And now, in addition,
I've the coolest dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a twirl.
Yeah.
Long, gleaming. It's one of those like color shifting sort of scaly dresses where it looks like it's blue in one angle and it's green in other angles.
Is there any,
oh my gosh.
Is there any music playing?
Oh yeah, of course.
Color shifting du peony. Very bold choice. Very in this season. I'm whispering all this.
And as I turn, it's not actually a dress. It's a long cape. And I have a full suit on that is doing the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Zavis somehow has like small glasses.
Yeah, the little opera glasses.
I guess I've got a notebook.
I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to be enjoying it, too. I take the notebook and I put it on the ground.
Live in the moment, Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a camera around your throat if you want to take pictures, Flack.
What?
Whoa. Where did that come from?
Has this always been here?
No.
I take a picture.
It's the best picture of Margarine that's ever existed.
Oh, keep that in your pocket.
I do. I put it in my
pocket.
Yeah,
is it a Polaroid? I told Beth, I was like, you can go. Like, you know, go ahead and make choices.
Two DMs. Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your collection. This season.
What are you wearing? Obsidian. Made from who?
I made that, obviously.
Oh,
obviously,
your own creation?
This is of my own creation.
Obsidian by death.
This is
is of my own creation. Welcome to this pseudo auction, pseudo fashion show, pseudo presentation. I am Diddery Don, your MC for the evening.
Oh, yay!
There it is, there it is. Today we are going to showcase a lot of different tantalizing offerings, both in the presentation and also in what it could do for you. Because this is the bargaining stage.
Oh my, it's a literal stage.
Yeah.
Ah.
Nice.
And then at that, all the lights go nuts and start to swirl around. And even back out in the distance, all of the auroras start to kind of swirl.
Can I
and
just say, I'm hearing celebration in my head. Celebrate. I'm just like, yeah, and we're all clapping along.
How delightful.
Yeah.
Zabbis, as a reward for you being the one to get these boys in their seats, let's start with something you might be interested in.
Fashion.
And from the throne space, from behind the partition there, walks out Todd Hammerfist, the dwarf hammer bro, dressed in an elaborate, long, flowing, beautiful, shimmering, iridescent Dumbo octopus dress.
Wow.
Whoa.
And he starts strutting down the runway. Perfect steps, perfect form, beautiful
step,
silhouette.
Every step, the little ears on top
start to bounce.
Are like
adorable, isn't it?
It's
perfect. Wow.
We like it.
Mm. Well, this creature was killed in the course of your adventure, if you would remember. And now it fought for you, and now its spirit serves.
I was thinking, it's Etienne. Yeah.
Etienne original. It fought for you, and now its spirit serves you, Zabbis, as your familiar. I have a bargain for you if you choose to accept it. I offer you the ability to have your familiar transfer its ghostly nature.
What that means?
What this would be is that this would be a mechanic change where Etienne could be like, boop, you're a ghost now. And you will until the next long rest, you act as a ghost and you gain the abilities of etherealness, incorporeal movement, horrifying visage, possession, and withering touch, which are like the powers of a ghost.
Whoa!
I thought you were going to say a god because that's what it sounds like.
Yes, I want this.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
I want it. I want it.
Diddery Don just like apparates directly behind Zabrus.
Yeah,
I want it.
Puts their little fingers on Zabrus's shoulders. You want it?
Yeah, Chelsea knows that there's probably a downside. Zabrus doesn't care.
That's something you want.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you what you have to give up?
I mean, I guess if I'm not going to be able to get it before I give something.
No, if you're so desiring of it right
now. Let's find out.
I can just make it happen.
It might be like, you know, it might be old Flax head on a platter. You know, let's not do that then.
What I did give up?
The likelihood of your wild magic surges increases by 10% per level.
Ew.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's great.
That's fine. It's you know, whatever.
Do it.
Okay.
More ducks.
Yeah.
That's so much. It's already
fun
so
things
bad.
Happen.
It would mean that for every spell of fourth level or higher, it is a literal coin flip.
Yeah, it's at least.
Okay.
Sometimes
that sounds
it's
fun.
Funny. I know. I've seen sometimes like, it's
sometimes
funny.
Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes you kill an entire ballroom full of people.
That happened once.
That was so long ago.
So long ago.
Oh, was
sometimes
it?
It everyone loses their
and then
hair.
In the crowd, across from you, across the stage, you see sitting in seven seats, seven old ladies.
Don't look at them.
I just looked.
Oh.
Are they having fun?
Wait. What? Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Eight.
Eight's not going to do it. You're going to take 7 damage.
Oh, my heart.
Psychic damage.
Are they
behind Fletch?
Are they having fun at the fashion show?
They do look like they're having fun at the fashion show, although they are horribly burned. And one of the one that Fletch looked at, part of her face skin sloughs off.
Oh, okay.
Where did her feet go?
But they're having fun.
Oh, they
she used to love dancing.
Yeah, I remember.
10%, Zabas. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'll do it. All right, one of you ghosts.
Now, the flip side, the other kind of catch to that is that it is until your next long rest. So it's not just something you can turn on, turn off.
Does anything else change about me, though?
You will be a ghost.
Okay.
That's dope.
But it's not like my hit points.
No. Nothing else will change.
I'm just a ghost. I'm sure people will be weirded out by it.
In certain situations, it could be beneficial, and in certain situations,
but I can go through walls and shit.
You would be, that's the incorporeal movement would be going through walls.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. Absolutely, I want to do this.
We don't need Marta now.
No, we have our own, like, Marta that can just, it's enhanced Marta, but it's,
we lost Marta, right? She went,
she's gone. We don't have Marta anymore.
He was somewhere. Laid to rest.
Maybe you can find
Marta. You did have that funeral scene, kind of.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Well, that's okay. Now
yes, I would like to do this. I don't know how to put this on my...
I think...
I'll figure that part out.
Upon understanding the bargain, there's just like a clap, there was music playing, the lights were on, everything, and it's just like snap, darkness, eeriness. Quietness. Zabas feels very alone in this moment,
like very not fabulous.
Like we just turn the lights off on a dream.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Why, I was having such a good time,
and then we turn the lights back on. I guess, on a dream.
I guess it's to make me feel like there's consequences.
And when the lights come back on, Fletch, Flack, you look into the middle seat where Zabas was sitting, and Zabas is incorporeal and a ghost.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. I'm a fucking ghost.
Wait, what? I thought
I have a question. How, okay, this is getting into, like, stupid, like, ghost or werewolf logic, but, like, are my clothes that I was wearing also part
ghostly,
of...
Ghostly, yeah.
So I look the same, but I'm just
You
ghost.
Look the same, but you're a ghost. Okay. Yeah.
Zabas just starts, like, phasing in and out of her chair.
Yeah, just like, you have to, like, sit back up.
Yeah.
There are other, you know, things that mechanically will happen being a ghost that might happen, I don't know, like, depending on the situation that comes up. So there could be further implications of this, but... The upside is, yes, you gain the powers of a ghost.
Can I, like, float around?
Sure.
Cool.
I don't think you can fly.
Oh.
Let me
see. I feel like there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Between floating and flying.
Yeah.
I mean, Casper could fly, right?
Oh, you can hover.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
It specifically says.
But I can't just, like.
Let's say you can go maybe, what do we want to do? 2-3 feet off the ground,
okay,
at most.
Sure. I'll take it.
You could never sit directly on the seat.
What if Zabas is human and then we toss Zabas up in the air and then Zabas turns into a ghost? Does the rule apply where it's like wherever Zabas turns into a ghost, you can hover 2 to 3 feet above then, no. Or it's just the ground?
Oh, that's a very good question.
There's a lot of,
does that reset
what the ground is?
Yeah, like if you're falling and Zabas is going to take, like
if I jump off a cliff.
Can Zabas turn into a ghost?
And I turn into a ghost.
You know what? We will address that situation when it happens.
Okay. Cool.
And things to think about.
Yeah, we have a lot to think about. All right.
I will ponder these things.
Fletch, I feel bad for teasing you in that last round. I wave my arm and the victims of Fireball disappear.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Perhaps there's another community of people who can maybe cheer you up.
I don't know.
And then from the... I have to keep up with my own story. from the partition by the throne... Out of either side walk equal groups of people. They are all dwarves. There's a group of them. They start to strut out from the partition. And they are all dressed up like lightning bolts. And they have like black like unitards on, and then like lightning bolt, like it's the banana costume, but it's a lightning bolt.
Oh, wow.
And they all start strutting down the runway, and they're all, you know, perfectly in sync. And as they get closer, you realize that these are the lightning scientists from the experiment on the mountaintop.
You're the only one who would recognize them.
Some of them, some of them are very clearly corpses. They have been smote upon the mountain and look as though they have. Some are mangled and broken. The limbs move strangely because the bones are broken and snapped from falling off of a mountain. Some are singed by lightning and burned that way. Clearly, they are worse for wear. However, the costumes are perfect and their movements are perfect as they can be. One is just walking on a like bone stump because a foot got removed somehow. Maybe a mountain cat took it and ate it.
Oh my God.
Wow. Nonetheless, that is who is strutting down the runway, and they get to in front of you guys and they all strike a big group pose of creating this kind of stormy effect, and then the lights flash.
Oh, these guys are great.
Yeah, that's actually
who are these guys?
Incredible. Oh yeah,
you coordination.
I've never seen them before in my life.
I like them.
Only cultists could take this kind of direction.
What cult?
That it was the I killed all of these
people.
Whoa. Oh
yeah, they tried to. It wasn't a.
You guys missed the physical aspect of it too.
She's got like a fucking glass of wine in her hand.
Is this a cigarette holder? Is this a
cigarette holder? I need to do shit like this to get into the character. And this was not how I intended to play him, but
this is what's happening.
Uh-huh. I'm now a gay MC, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm when the three of you were all down at the convention and we got separated, mm-hmm. I got tricked into going up and they were gonna try to take the lightning from my body.
Mr. Flint Fury. Yes,
I changed my name and everything, and I killed all these guys because they were trying to take they were trying to capture lightning in a bottle. Then they strapped me to
hey, you don't need to explain anything to me. I don't judge you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so, yeah?
I can't do this alone.
Okay.
Gressel has walked away to get a glass of water.
I don't think anyone's
I'm shaking,
ever
but
judge.
I'm shaking.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.